This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been talking a lot about water the past couple of weeks, how we take it for granted, how what we pay for it doesn't reflect its actual value, and how doing that is eventually going to get us into trouble. Our series is called Water, the High Price of Cheap, and we've asked some writers to talk about water in their work and what it means to them. Today, Paolo Bacigalupi, author of The Wind-Up Girl and The Drowned Cities.
To me, the most important thing about water is that we don't notice it. And because of that, it means that it has the power to surprise us. You take it for granted because it's so stable for so long. And so it becomes part of your background. It's not something you pay attention to. And so then that moment when everything changes and you're surprised by it is a real shock. It's that the story that you missed. Oh, right, this is not a stable thing. This is dependent on all sorts of other larger systems being stable and sort of compliant. And if they aren't, it all goes to hell. My family has land that's irrigated by a federal water project. And so there was a drought year, and sometime in July, suddenly the canal that fed our irrigation systems was turned off because there was a call on the river further down, and someone with senior rights was going to take that water. There was still water in the river, but it was no longer ours to access. And in that moment, you realize that water is oftentimes a zero-sum game. Somebody might end up with water, but somebody else can be cut off and lose completely. Water shows up a lot in my work because I'm interested in stories that drag our future into unexpected places. Water is one of those things which is so fundamental and powerful, and yet we tend to not view it at all. We miss it. And because of that, it's sort of fertile territory for me to write about. You know, if I see something like Lake Mead getting lower and lower and Las Vegas drilling intakes lower and lower into Lake Mead to get at its water, that tells me something powerful is going on, and it gives me an opportunity to think about what scarcity might look like in the future and how we might be surprised by how intense that scarcity could be.
Paolo Bacigalupi's newest novel, it's out soon, is called The Water Knife.